Hey, welcome to the Sidebar. This is season four. This season, I'm going to be talking mostly about fitness and about anything else that comes to mind. Hope you guys tune in, hope you guys share, and I hope it's a blessing to you.
Good morning, folks. I know this is a little late than usual when it comes to the Sidebar. And it actually kind of goes along with the episode. I want to talk about when your when your schedule changes, you have to adapt. You have to do stuff different. Life happens. This morning, my wife having a little outpatient surgery, and so with the circuits, I started live. And then I had to take a 1 minute break instead of a 2 minute break and work ahead so that I'll be done in time to get the girls ready and get everything ready. Also on Friday, I'll be traveling. My job got me traveling to Kernersville on Friday, and then Friday night I'll be going to Charlotte, and I'll be in Charlotte on Saturday. Shout out to my folks in Charlotte, holler at me. But, yeah, so Friday morning, my plan, I'm going to plan to get up at 3, maybe 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the gym, do the extra credit gym workout, then do the Friday circuit using the demo, and that way I can get my workouts done, leave home 6 a.m. to head to Kernersville, and we just make it happen. So, that's my plan, and, you know, and making that plan, that's an adjustment. That's not the normal schedule. I am super blessed to be able to work from home, and work from home comes with, I mean, it's amazing. On my lunch break, I get to do Zumba. You know, a lot of people don't have that privilege. I can just, you know, go to the garage and get my Zumba on at lunch, and that's my lunch break. I can do, just working from home, I get that privilege, man. And so, but life does happen. A lot of people don't have that privilege. A lot of people have to leave home. Job may send you out somewhere. You may got a doctor's appointment. You may got your kids got to do something. And you might not necessarily be able to stay on your regular routine. Because I'm a creature of habit. I really love routine and doing everything the exact same way. I like to lay stuff in places so I can always do it always the same way. But when that happens, when that's not able to happen, you have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to assess. Don't just throw it all away. That's what you don't do. Don't just say, well, I got to go out of town to work. I got to be there at 8 o'clock. It's a two-hour drive. I'm just not going to do the workouts today. Don't be that person, man. You know, make adjustments. Find ways to make it work. Because if I don't wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, guess what I'm doing? I'm going to replay the live Friday evening, and hopefully the hotel I'm staying in has a gym, and I'm going to do the workouts there. That's my option. I would much rather knock it out in the morning so I don't have to worry about it. But that's my backup plan. That's another thing. Have a backup plan. A backup to the backup. Because life happens, y'all. Like, I'm super proud of the team that I coached with the E2M. We had a team competition, and I witnessed them experience life and adjust. And because it happens, you're going to get sick. Somebody else is going to be sick. You're going to, you know, things are just going to happen. You're going to get hurt. It's just part of the game. What you have to do is not give up, not just throw it all away. whenever obstacle comes, but instead adjust. That'll be the name of this episode. Adjust. Being able to adjust. And you just have to just think outside the box. You have to be able to not let things. One of the things that I love that Alicia says, which is one of the coaches, is don't let things you can't control mess you up, like knock you down. Like, I've always had that philosophy. You know, if it's something that's out of my control, I think there's like a a serenity prayer or something about that. But I don't stress over things I can't control. You know, I just adapt, I adjust, I shift, I do whatever I need to do to continue to work towards my goal, man. And so that is the message for the day. Today's Wednesday, hump day, September the 15th. If you're listening to this and you're an E2M member, make sure you vote for the Transformers. We're really trying to win that team competition, man, and I want that more than anything for my team. So, all right, y'all. Love y'all. God bless, and we'll check y'all out tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to The Sidebar. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it blessed you in some kind of way. And make sure you leave a review, 5-star review, as well as let somebody know about the podcast. Also, The Sidebar is just a sidebar. So there's an original bar at thebarpodcast.com. Make sure you click on all the tabs there and explore and hear not just our podcast, but all the other podcasts that are in the network. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next time on The Sidebar.